Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Hello, Martin.
Hello?
Hello. Oh,
Martin! Sweetheart!
Sweetheart!
How are you doing, sweetheart?
Hello, darling. How are you?
How are you doing? I'm not too bad, thanks. My breakdown's coming round. I'm getting a bit happy now, you know.
I've
had the nervous breakdowns, but I'm getting a little bit happy. Look, I phoned you tonight talking about consciousness.
You phoned us from the shower, it sounds like. Are you naked?
No, I'm drunk, lad.
That'll sort out your breakdown.
Yeah, I'm drunk. Now, about consciousness,
yes,
right?
Sir.
You know, I believe that we all have a soul, but the soul is... imagine your eyesight. When you look at something,
yes,
your heart pulses, and as it pulses, it pulses consciousness, takes it into your eyesight and onto a hard drive of understanding.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, though, darling, because when you blink, when you close your eyes, you see a red dot because of your blood. If you put a torch to your eyes, you see a red through your eyelid.
Yes.
And as you see red, imagine processing a film. You've got to put it in a room with red light. So the blood in your eyelashes becomes the processing factor of red to process what you see and download it down to consciousness. Do you follow me?
Yes, master.
Now, sweetheart, right, is the lady there with you? Because I'd like to ask her.
The lady is present.
Okay, what's your name, sweetheart?
My name's Catherine.
Catherine, darling. Are you married?
Yes.
Tell me, do you dance for your husband when you want a dress? If you want something that he wants, do you dance for your husband to get him to get what you want?
No,
or
I tend to just
get him round?
I just tend to mither him till he relents.
That's nice, because I've never had a partner, but I'd like a partner who would be able to bend me around a finger, because I wouldn't like to be a husband who would deny a partner, but I wouldn't want to spoil her, so...
No, you're right.
And what do you think a woman wants in a husband, sweetheart?
Well, I think you're right. We don't want a pushover. We want a little bit of a challenge, but mostly we just want a best mate, don't we?
Yeah, friends are important, you know. Because a lot of these young'uns, they get a partner and they live in a flat, they get married, well, they live in a flat, they give up the flat to go live with a partner, and then they have arguments, and they have to go back to the flat again, well, to another premises, whereas if you keep your flat, then you won't have somewhere to live after you split. Do you follow me?
I know.
Because a lot of these youngsters, they don't know what they want, really, do they?
No. Do any of us? I'm 40, I still don't know what I want.
You're 40, I'm 50, and, you know, as I say, I'm drunk. But the thing is, sweetheart, I'd rather wait because, you know, there's life is, you know, you see. It's a bit hard, and I think a lot of these... Because my brother, he gets a girlfriend, and they're at it like rabbits, and then they end up splitting up. I mean, what's that all about?
Well, at least they're having fun before they split up.
Yeah, well, you can't call it fun, can you, when you got to build a house, you build your flat up again, have you really?
Well,
or can you call it fun?
What is fun?
To live, to live with, to lose a love, to have a relationship, and then having to split up, or do you think it's better to go single and try get the best partner that you could possibly get?
It's better to have loved and lost than to spend your life just knocking one out.
Oh,
that's
dear.
That's what they say.
Yes, exactly what they say.
You see, the thing is, I'm scared of having a broken heart, you see.
Go and experience the joy of holding hands and falling in love. Don't worry about the broken heart. That is almost inevitable. Mm. That will come. The only way that won't come is if you die first. But if they die first or you split up, you'll have a broken heart. It's inevitable. Go and experience the joys.
Yeah, but James Whale has just lost his wife, hasn't he, sweetheart?
Yeah, but they had an amazing, amazing, amazing life together, which I'm sure, I don't often speak for people, but I'm sure he wouldn't change for the world.
Yeah, but is it worth it?
Yes.
Totally.
Is it worth it?
Yes.
Do you think it's better to have... You see, you know, Ian, right, I'd like to say to you, you asked once James Whale, you said to him once... Do you still masturbate? And Jim says he doesn't do it no more.
Did I ask him that?
Abstaining from that helps your mental illness. It helps your mental,
no.
your mental outlook on life.
But it's bad
know?
For your prostate if you don't masturbate. And that's true. You need to clear out the tubes.
What did you say? It helps it.
It's good for your prostate to clear out your tubes by via onanism, masturbation.
But sweetheart, you see, the thing is, if you're masturbating, then the electricity...
I'm not now, in case you're wondering. I'm not now.
I know, but if you do it right, the electricity flow into your prostate will cook it.
No,
it'll
I don't
be
think...
It'll be like an electric shock flowing through
I
your
don't
prostate.
Think your prostate gets cooked but via masturbation. I don't think so. Mind you, I don't have a medical degree anymore.
Yeah, but it's bound... You know, if you imagine your brain, right, getting a shock of electricity,
yes.
it's gonna end up frying it, so it's not good
Your prostate isn't in your brain.
I know, but it's the same principle. If you get an electric shock, right, in your brain... then it's going to end up frying it. And if you're masturbating, that electricity is going to end up cooking your prostate, isn't it?
Imagine if you died because of your cooked prostate while you were masturbating, and that's how the medical team or your mum found you.
Yes, but internally, it can't be good for your prostate if you've got electricity flows flowing into it.
Is there not a way?
But that's what your prostate's for, Martin, sweetheart.
Yes, but not every night or every week.
That's where I'm going wrong.
I haven't done it for 15 years.
Wow, that's a big... That can't be good for you. Your tubes are completely backed up with naughty juice.
Yeah, but that's what wet dreams are for, because I keep having wet dreams every now and again.
And on that bombshell, we say thanks very much for calling, Martin. Wowzers, I mean... Good evening, Brian.
How are you doing?
I'm over the moon, mate. I destroyed my best mate in a quiz.
Oh, I've been listening, but then I had to turn it down because I was phoning you.
You're missing out. You're missing out.
Technically, it was 4-1, but I'm happy with 2-1.
4-1, 2-1?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. But I love Cass, though, so...
Well, all right, thank you.
I'll give her more points than you.
Thanks very much, Brian.
Yeah, the points you hand out are willy-nilly. Woo. They're irrelevant points. My points were earned because I knew things. So my points are good. Mine's is good points. Anyway, carry on, Brian.
I got love points.
You're a 9, cast a 10, so that's fair enough, isn't it?
Yeah, but in what? In terms of being most popular with perverts that phone up radio shows, we're wicked. Catherine can have that.
I don't know. You do quite well.
Catherine can...
Well, I'm not a pervert, so...
You don't sound like one.
No, perverts fancy sheep.
Sorry?
Nothing.
No, I was just wondering on listening to the call, because I was saying to your colleague that it couldn't...
Sam's not old enough to be a colleague. Yes? Go on.
He put me through. But listening to the previous caller about mental health and things like that,
yes.
Have you not, to be quite straight with you, which you might not like...
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah. Here we go.
Yes, go on. Get to the meat and two veggies.
When you spoke to that lady, you said about mental health and places and staying places. And have you not had to seek advice and stay in a place where you needed help?
I don't understand your question. Try it again. Maybe I'm being obtuse. Try it again.
Well, what I'm saying is I know from mental health background is... The previous call, you were listening to what she said.
Yes.
But what I'm trying to say is, as you as a person, Ian, you probably can't actually say on live radio, but have you not had to do the same?
He's asking whether you've been sectioned.
No, I don't think he is asking whether I've been sectioned, are you? Are you not asking?
No, not
you're
sectioned.
You're asking, hang on. No, he's not. I think he's asking, have I never had to work somewhere where people were dicks?
Not sectioned. I was asking, have you not voluntarily, had to go and stay in a place where you needed help?
No.
With therapy or...
No.
You haven't?
No.
Never?
I don't think so. Why? What do you think? It sounds like you know more about me than I do.
Well, I just know other celebrities that have had to do that, and
right.
I was just wondering when the way you were talking to that lady that's never happened, has it? It's all been out of.
Let me think, because I'm sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm surprised you don't believe me.
No, I do believe you, but...
You're asking the same question several times. No, I've never... As far as I can remember, maybe I was under very strong medication, I have never stayed in a treatment centre or a recovery unit or a mental health unit.
Oh, you know. Okay. So when the other night when you were talking about, like, the psychotic behaviour and different things, did you just do that on your... Did you go to your local therapist and...
No, I was off my face on drugs. I was high on drugs.
Yeah, I know, but when you recovered...
Yes.
Did you not go to, like, certain doctors and therapists and get reassigned to a certain place and the different things?
No. May I ask, why are you asking? What's going on with you?
What's going on with me is that... it's quite a difficult question, but, I have suffered with anxiety since I was about 11, and I'm 40 now.
Right.
And... I obviously, as a young age, you know what all that was about, and then you go to university and you get drunk and get pissed and take too many drugs and probably similar. And,
so have you been somewhere then? Have you been to a residential medical treatment centre?
I have, yeah.
Thought so.
But it cost me a lot of money.
Yeah, they can be expensive.
Well, you're looking at... what are you looking at? £700 a day?
£700 a day. That's a very expensive one. Yes.
Mm. No. The way the I've been waiting for 3 months for NHS to have an appointment with the consultant, and prior to that, I had to go to a private hospital. And a private doctor, he was charging £240 an hour.
Yes.
And probably spent £700 30,000.
Yeah, £700 a day is £5,000 a week. And I know that £5,000 a week. I was offered a place in the Priory for about £4,000 a week, which I didn't mm-hmm. take. I didn't go because I'd rather spend the money on cocaine. So if you were staying, that's true. So, well, actually, it was less. It was about £3,500 a week. So, if you were staying somewhere for £5,000 a week, that's got to be a pretty swanky place to be. Did it work?
I was there for 6 weeks, and it did work at the time. And then,
how did you manage to afford it?
How did I manage to afford it? I spent all my savings.
Right, that's a heck of a lot of savings.
I know. And
£30,000.
That's why I had to stop. The consultant was excellent, but yep. £240 an hour, once a week. Who can afford that? Well, you might be able to afford that, but I couldn't.
Please don't make assumptions about what I can afford. But these figures sound very, very high to me. Almost, I'm going to say, almost unrealistically high.
No, not at all. Not unrealistic at all.
Yeah, unrealistically high. I mean, excessively high. £5,000 a week, and what was it? A therapist you were seeing at £240 an hour.
Yeah, the therapist was £240 an hour, and then he delegated me to go and stay at a place.
Which place?
Well, I don't know what I should. I don't know whether I should mention the place.
You don't have to if you don't want to. You're just curious.
Because I don't think it's fair on them, but it was...
What did they do in this place?
They took me for 6 weeks. My family realised I needed help, and I got dropped off there, and I was there for 6 weeks. And in that place, it was... You get, obviously, your meals.
Yeah, now, what did they do in that place? Tell me what they did. I'm going to be honest, I don't believe you.
You don't? I can't believe you don't believe me.
I can't believe you don't... You can't believe that I don't believe you, because it all sounds made up. Because I'll be honest, Brian, this call has started off, you know, very, very weirdly, with you asking some very personal questions and then not believing me when I gave you a very honest answer.
You're speaking...
The figures you're talking about are... I've looked at some really expensive places and they weren't as expensive as you. And I've seen some expensive therapists and they're not as expensive as the figures you're saying. And
well, this therapist, Ian, he has clients all over the world.
Mate, I've got a therapist, you know, we can measure our therapist's dicks. Mine sees
I'm
films,
not making...
No, but mine sees film stars and rock stars, but
did mine, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. As long as it worked for you, man, I don't want to get into an argument with you. But
no, I'm not arguing. I'm just saying that that's how much it was to see him every hour.
Okay.
And exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Is right. And
are you feeling okay? That... Well, let's move on from that. Are you feeling better? Did it work?
I left the place maybe 6-8 months ago,
yeah, and
it was really good, and I can relate to everything you've said in the past.
Good. All right. Well, I'm glad things are on
to a degree, degree.
Okay. Well, I'm glad things are on the mend, Brian. That's great news. The radio show where the
owls are not what they seem. Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Oh, that's what I was going to talk about. Let me find the thing. I've tried to get him on the show, but he's ignored my requests. So it's not going to happen. Let me just... Indulge me for 2 minutes while I try and find something I saw earlier on that I thought was really interesting. I'm not going to be able to find it now, am I? There it is. Ever heard of Ahmed Best?
No.
He's an actor.
Mm.
Nearly killed himself 20 years ago.
Right.
And he's posted a picture of the place where he nearly killed himself. There he is. That's him with his son. And the tweet is... 20 years next year, I faced a media backlash that still affects my career today. This was the place I almost ended my life. It's still hard to talk about. I survived, and now this little guy is my gift for survival. Ever heard of him?
No, I don't think I have.
Jar Jar Binks.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. It's Jar Jar Binks. And Jar Jar Binks, of course, is the most hated character in Star Wars history. It was in one of the three prequels. And I've never really bought into that because I only saw the three prequels a couple of years ago and I thought they were all right. I thought the first one was a bit long and a bit dull, but actually I thought the second and the third ones were all right. And I thought Jar Jar Binks was fine. I could see why he irritated people, but I thought he was fine. But there was a huge, why is this character in here? George Lucas has ruined everything, blah, blah, blah. I never really thought of it. Then I just saw this tweet today, Ahmed Best. 20 years next year, I mean, read it again, now you know who he is. 20 years next year, I faced a media backlash that still affects my career today. Picture of him and his son has got to be about, I don't know, 10, 12. And they're looking out at the sea. This was the place I almost ended my life. It's still hard to talk about. I survived, and now this little guy is my gift for survival. Isn't that incredible? And this is the thing. This is the thing. And it's all due partly with my relationship with Twitter. Is that if you are on the radio or you write books or in movies, then you are, to a lot of people, you are not a real person. And, you know, if you were to go up to someone working in Boots or someone working in an office or a bus driver and continually every day you and your mates went up to that person, woman working in Boots, and went, you are shit at your job. You are the worst. Because this is the worst service I've ever had. And do you know what? It's your fault. And do you know what? You're ugly. You're really ugly. And I hope your children know what a terrible, terrible mother you are. And I hope that you die a painful death. And I just hate everything about you. If groups of people went into Boots and said that to a woman behind the till or a woman driving a bus or a bloke working in an office, people would be rightfully upset. But because you're an actor... you've signed up for that. No, you haven't. Because this guy's an actor, and it's before Twitter, obviously. But still, you know, 20 years ago, yeah, message boards would have been big. Message boards would have been huge, 1998, 99. Particularly with the geeks that kind of love Star Wars. Oops. So there would have been loads of online stuff, different from how we have it now, but loads of online stuff. And of course there was in the press. And the fact that I hadn't even seen these films, but I knew that everyone thought Jar Jar Binks was an irritant. I never considered the person behind it and the impact that negativity would have on their life. And it drove the poor bloke to go and stand on a ledge and consider killing himself. Isn't that amazing? I've tweeted him and he seems to reply to a few tweets. He's not replied to mine and I've asked him to come on the show and who knows, he might do. I suspect he won't. But I just thought it was, I said, you know, I'd love to come on and talk about it. I think he's going to do a one-man show at some point, is what he's kind of hinting at. And that'd be great. And there's loads of nice comments on there afterwards from, you know, kind of, well, lots of people with blue ticks, so they must be important. From Frank Oz, who did Yoda. Frank Oz does Yoda. Loads of people like that. And I just thought I just felt guilty for not having considered the human being. Was shocked, and I shouldn't be really, but I was shocked at how low that person, that human being, had been made to feel just because he played a character in a film that a lot of people didn't like.
There's nothing like fandom, though, for kind of mob mentality hatred.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
because there's a feeling of, this is my childhood. How dare you defile it with you coming in? I've known about this for years. This is part of my, you know, this is part of my life, and you've come and wandered in and ruined it.
And there's a picture of him, and he sort of looks like a young bloke. I can't quite tell, and he's wearing Wookiee pajama trousers and Yoda slippers. So, you know, it looks like he's made peace with his life. What can we tell from a tweet and a picture? Absolutely nothing, of course. I'm kind of guessing here and I'm joining up a lot of dots. But if you want to tweet him, it's at Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D, best. And, yeah, I just saw that today and I thought, oh, all right, that's interesting. And well done for speaking up about it. It says, bio is addicted to innovation, obsessed with culture, make art. All right, man. Well, good for you. Well done. I hope things work out for you. And hope, fingers crossed, we'll get him on the show. But no worries if not. 03444991000 is the telephone number. Here's Nigel.
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Nigel.
How are you? All right.
Very, very well. How's Mum?
Well, I've been into fear for the last, every day for over a week now. But
yeah.
Today she's got a water infection and she was delirious and hardly knew me.
Don't worry, because my mum gets those quite often. A couple of days on antibiotics, she'll be fine.
She couldn't talk to me because she was all shaky as well.
Yeah, yeah. They start hallucinating, all kinds of things. 2 days on the antibiotics, she'll be fine with that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, because she thought she dropped something on the floor and she didn't.
Yeah, she's delirious. She's hallucinating.
Some of it's her age, though, isn't it? Because she's 88.
No, well, the hallucinations won't be. She's got a urine infection.
They were going to put her on a drip this afternoon.
OK, well, then that's the right thing to do.
Is that an antibiotic?
It could be. All I can do is speak.
They said she'd be a lot better tomorrow.
Then they're giving her antibiotics and that will clear that infection up.
Yeah, but to see her in that,
yes,
it was a big shock.
It's upsetting.
You know,
it's very upsetting. Yeah,
and it was so upsetting.
I know it's upsetting.
I didn't know who to talk to about it.
Well, you can talk to me about it, mate.
Oh no, that's why I rang you.
Well, then there we go.
It's the biggest thing that's happened in my life to see her go through all this.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I know
when my dad died, he did have cancer, which we knew he was going to die, but this seems to be worse, watching her suffer. I mean, he wasn't in any pain, my dad, with cancer.
Yeah. Okay.
But she's not herself, you know, and it's awful to watch her.
Listen to me. Because my mum gets a water infection about 3 times a year, right? And she talks rubbish and she thinks that my dad... She sees all kinds of things. Yeah. It goes so quickly with antibiotics, it doesn't last very long.
Won't forget me then?
No, she won't forget you, mate. She'll forget you for a couple of days.
She didn't welcome me. It's as if she didn't know I was there.
It's because she can't see you. That's why, because of this infection. Seriously, the antibiotics will clear it up in 2 days. I'm sure of it.
And then she's supposed to be going to a cottage hospital to get better.
Nice. That
you know,
nice.
Especially which is nearer to me to visit her
perfect.
As well.
Absolutely perfect.
Oh, I know, but I'm so lonely because she's always been here for me.
Have you ever called the Samaritans, Nigel?
Yes, I have. Yes, when my dad died.
Have you called them? Because you know that they're free. It's a free number.
Yeah.
And it means that you don't ever have to be on your own. I'm glad you're calling us, but you can call them as well.
But I've actually got a girlfriend coming to see me tomorrow. Anyway, I've got a girlfriend that I see she's coming over tomorrow.
Well, that's
great. She might actually stay the night with me, which would cheer me up.
Okay, well, that's great that you've got a friend coming over.
Yeah, I've known her for several years.
Beautiful.
She's nice. She's very
well.
She's understanding.
If she can't stay for whatever reason, don't be too upset. Yeah. Okay. Try not to be.
Oh
upset.
No! She. I've just been talking to her, and she said that she'll give me a cuddle and comfort me.
Okay.
But she's very nice of her to
okay,
do it.
Okay.
She's single.
Okay. Well.
So anyway,
human contact can be so important at times like this.
Yes, it is, and that's why I've been talking to her more really
good.
As well.
Good.
My song Nigel's Time. Could you play that, please, again? But there is another one on there, but you can't fast forward it on YouTube, can you? You go to the next song on
Well, remind me what I've got to type in because it's on.
Well, it was the Wurlitzer. It was Nigel from Maidstone, the Wurlitzer.
All right, Nigel.
Jukebox.
Is the other song?
The Joker.
What, the Steve Miller song?
No, this is called The Joker that someone out they wrote. The same person wrote for me about.
All right.
You know.
Okay, well, let me see where we are. Here we go.
Oh, that's it.
All right.
Yeah, that's it. The Joker.
Right,
never been played on the radio before.
Oh, we've got a world premiere.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then, all right. Here we go. I'm going to play it now. Here we go.
I have tried being denied. I've got nothing to hide, got no shame, I'm not to blame, on the doorstep again, after all that I've done, can I still be someone? I run for gold, maybe I'm old, but my heart won't go cold. After all, my life has changed. Now I'm a joker, laughing in your face. Because all that I've done, look out how far I've gone.
03444991000. Impromptu game of yes or s. Is this yes or s? Bearing in mind, Nigel's still listening. 03444991000. We'll take calls straight to air. Is this the yes word or the s word?
Just let me get on that stage.
Go.
Because all that I've done, I will be that someone.
Line three, yes word or S word?
Yes, 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 it's brilliant, Nigel, well done.
Hey, let's go to line four, yes word or S word?
It's Nigel time, this is not a bag of shite.
Okay, well, hard, harsh but fair. Line four, yes word or S word?
All right, and it's Macca calling.
Hello, Paul, what do you reckon?
Nigel's music is fab. I love it.
Thank you, Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney. Line five. Yes word or S word?
Brilliant. Yes.
All righty. Here we go. 03444991000. Line five. Yes word or S word?
Nigel actually has a really beautiful voice.
Thank you very much indeed.
Because all that I've done.
Yes word or S word?
It's a yes from me.
Thank you very much. Line six, yes word or S word?
It's a massive yes word. One of the best songs that you've ever had.
Wowzers, line five, yes word or S word?
Well, it's a resounding yes.
Thank you very much. And the last call of the night, yes word or S word?
Definitely yes word. That's brilliant.
Thank you very much. Let's take one more. Line six, yes word or S word?
It is the biggest yes
I've ever given.
Thank you very much indeed. Nigel, people love it!
Oh, thanks ever so much. Thanks ever so much.
You're welcome. Nigel, best of luck to you and your mum, man. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.